Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
But what if I'm James Dean instead?
Rockin' the Suburbs, Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Mark Neese coming to you from the Greater Lansing area, Greater Lansing, Michigan area, and I'm calling on this roasty toasty summer afternoon to give my choice for July new music, and that would be the new album by the band Wet Leg. And that album is called Moisturizer. It's their second album. And I have to give credit to our friend Craig Rosen for first introducing me to Wet Leg back at the first Suburbs Fest in 2021 when the song Chase Long was new. And he played that for me, and I was instantly interested in the band, really loved that song. But for some reason, for some silly reason, when Wet Leg was about to release their second album, I just kind of approached it with some trepidation. I don't know why. I just thought I wasn't sure if they'd be able to duplicate that first album. Silly me. I don't know. I thought, they're probably kind of a one-hit wonder, and I don't know whether they've still got it in them to equal or exceed that first album. Well, I am very stupid and misguided, because Moisturizer is a great album. I think it's even much better than their first album. I don't know. It's really exciting for me. I've got that feeling that I used to have when I was younger, when you would hear an album or a song by a certain band and would sort of become your album of the summer or your single of the summer, and it would just seem so exciting. And I really don't get that feeling that much anymore, but I've definitely got it this summer with this new Wet Leg album. The first song that I heard by them from the new album is called CPR, and I think that has certainly been my song of the summer. I have listened to it quite a bit, and I've just had the entire album on repeat in the car ever since I bought it last month. Yeah, CPR is a great single. I really have to hand it to Wet Leg for being able to write these really humorous songs, very witty songs. CPR is a song that kind of equates that feeling of falling in love with like an emergency situation. And I think it also joins the pantheon of great songs that have a fake telephone conversation in them. There's a really fun hook in the middle of the song where Rhiann Teasdale and Hester Chambers have this little conversation where Rhiann calls the 999 emergency number, and Hester answers the phone saying, 999, what's your emergency? And Rhiann says, The thing is, I'm in love.
Hello, 999, what's your emergency? Well, the thing is, I
just a really fun hook. Whole song is fantastic. And there's also other great songs on the album, like there's one called Catch These Fists, which is so apparently inspired by some unwanted attention that Rianne received in a bar. She just wanted to go out dancing with friends, and some guys approached her, and she wrote a song, kind of an angry response to that situation, but it's a really great rock song. It's got a very insistent, punchy guitar riff that powers it, and there's other good songs like Mange Tout. That's M-A-N-G-E-T-O-U-T, which I guess is, if I'm not mistaken, it's what the British call frozen peas. I think they call them Mange Tout. I could be wrong about that. But it's a really good song. It's a really nice, fun, put-down song. And then there's another song that I love called Pokemon, which, you know, Pokemon is the title of the song. Doesn't sound promising, but Pokemon is a very effervescent, very summery pop song, and kind of equating being the object of one's affection to being a Pokemon, wanting to be captured by the other person. And yeah, fun song. The whole album is great. I'm really enjoying it. And if you're in the mood for power pop, kind of that sort of post-punk power pop song or album music, I highly recommend it. And I think I'm gonna cut this message short, because I think the heat might be melting my brain. I don't know how eloquent I've been in this voice message, but yeah, absolutely. My July recommendation is the new album by Wet Leg called Moisturizer. Wonderful album. Okay, that's it. Hope everybody's doing well and beating the heat out there. Keep rocking the suburbs. I love you.
absolutely glorious entrees from Scotland. Hi, Jim and Patrick and the Suburbs community. This is Roger Grace in Montrose in Scotland as we're into our fourth heatwave of the summer in the United Kingdom. It's been quite ridiculous weather for the UK in general and Scotland, with ridiculously high winds with a storm last week, with it hitting 60 miles an hour in Montrose, and then we're up to 30 degree heat again this week. It's been a ridiculous year and only foreshadows what global warming will be bringing over the years. Anyway, onto my picks. I've got two for this month in what's been a bit of a slow month as life's got in the way of listening to too much music. I'll do some honourable mentions first, which, though I don't expect you to play them, I would hope that you'll pick up on the radio show, Patrick. So Shishi have released a new single, Under the Sun, which is doubled up with Cut and Rewind, from the forthcoming LP in October, Cut and Rewind. To me, Cut and Rewind is a superior track, but it's a Shishi and they are very good. The first two Scottish honourable mentions as well. So Glasgow four-piece dancer, I've got a single out, Baby Blue, which I think will go down well with the community. And another Glasgow four-piece, yes, there are a lot of bands come out of Glasgow, called Leisureland. I've got a single out called Susie, which again, I think be popular. They're both indie bands with sort of different genres within the indie circle, but I think they'll both be popular. Anyway, the first track is my new super favourites, The Last Dinner Party. I've got a new album coming out in October called From the Pirates, their second album. Hopefully this will foreshadow a large mega stadium tour this year, because I am desperate to go and see them this year. The single that's come out is This Is The Killer Speaking. It's a great song. Doesn't look like they're going to suffer from second album syndrome, which some groups do, where they just can't follow up on the first. It's fresh, still got that sort of 70s vibe. You can hear all the influences from Bowie and Roxy Music and various other people in it as well. And I just see them going from strength to strength. Highly, highly recommend it. Second song is from Scottish band Uninvited. They're a Dundee, Glasgow four-piece. They've already performed at Reading and Leeds and been featured on Radio 1, so they are a band very much on the rise at the moment. And they've got a new single out. They've had a couple of EPs out previously called But What If I'm James Dean Instead? What indeed? It's a great song. I really like it. And it sits somewhere on the heavy end of indie or not quite heavy end of rock music. I haven't decided myself where I think it, what genre it should be in, but it's a damn good listen anyway. So that's all for me from this month. Hopefully I'll be a bit more with my music ears on next month and a bit quicker with getting this recorded as well. So that's all from me. So long, farewell, goodbye.
Like frozen peas?